Marker, we finally got a movie review, guys. Action!
What's going on, Animal City Movie Talk fans? My name is Ryan D, a colonel Ryan680.
I'm Angela, that cat lady, and...
And this is Animal City Movie Talk, guys. This is our review of Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always. By the way, guys, yes, quarantine, guys. COVID right here. This COVID look all right here, guys. All right, stay tuned. This is our review. What's going on, Animal City Movie Top fans? My name is Ryan D, aka Ryan680, my lovely wife.
Manja, that Kylie and.
And this is Animal City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, guys, to bring the movie world right into your ears, devices. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's get right to it. I mean, it's been a while. I'll be honest, it's been a while. We've actually gone on a 2 week, I want to say almost 3 weeks now, of not doing any movie reviews. Everything got pushed back. I mean, we've been seeing stuff all over the place. You know, of course, we all know what COVID-19 is and everything that's going on.
We're
with
just
that.
Hoping everyone's staying safe.
Oh, yeah. Social distancing. Oh, wait. Are we 6 feet apart? 6 feet apart. But all bets aside, all jokes aside, guys, yeah, we hope every single one of your families is safe, guys, out there. And hopefully you're not one of the ones affected. If you are, we do. We hope
you have a speedy recovery.
Yeah. Please do, guys. Let's get right to it. All right. So this is our review of Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always, which is kind of a different tone of movie. What's going on right now, because everyone's watching, you know, a lot of the virus movies right now that's going on. So this
it's definitely refreshing. Like you said, yeah. I know a lot of people are into the whole virus kind of genre right now. It's hot topic. I thought it was refreshing. The type of movie that this was, you know. Breath of fresh air. I was really excited. I think we saw a trailer for it.
Yes, we did.
I think maybe like once, and then that kind of got me pumped a little bit. So I was pretty going into it. I kind of understood a little bit of what it was about. Yeah. And I actually, it did not disappoint.
It didn't whatsoever. I mean, I am very, I'm actually kind of surprised how much of a good movie this really was. I mean, going back, I mean, think about it. We just got done watching it. I was just like, damn, there's some really good moments that I really did like in this movie. A lot of stuff. We're not gonna mention any spoilers whatsoever, guys. So we're not gonna mention any spoilers whatsoever. But there's a lot of intense scene moments, and it's not action. It's just that pure warmness of action dialogue that I like to call it. And it's just I don't even know if you call it action dialogue. It's like all calmness mixed with like intense questions.
It's just literally dialogue. That's all it is.
Which is great, because it's a lot of, I don't know, you mentioned it a lot, it's a lot of raw footage, which I really did love and enjoy.
It really is. It's really raw. At least I took it like that. You can correct me if I'm wrong. It's really just shows this young girl, teenager, minor, who goes through her journey of trying, you know, to get an abortion because she has an unwanted pregnancy. So we see her and her cousin essentially cross state lines to get this done. So you see what she's going through, all the emotions she has during the trip, and kind of understanding what the procedure is and going through everything. Yeah. And I really thought that was interesting to see her in that, like going through this different stages of the movie.
Also, we will, round of applause just for this woman that's the lead actress in here. It's her first role in a movie. Like, wow. Like, I could, like, it really did show, her character's name was Autumn.
Autumn, yeah. You see her, like, internal struggle with the whole thing.
Well, going back more in depth on the film, showing us a world of truth, and I love it, because that's what we're getting right here. We're getting a lot of truth. We're getting a lot of facts. What's going on in her life. You show us into a different kind of world, a different kind of aspect of life, of how much, I don't want to say if life sucks, but just how the situation is for them as individuals, and then also as a whole when their cousin, you know, her and her cousin, as they travel. So they are, this setting, it's set place in Pennsylvania at first, which is the home, and I love it because the setup is pure greatness. Like, I love it. It has really good raw, like we already said already, raw footage in here, and it shows us what we're getting ourselves into, and it's intense, and
it doesn't, because there's not very much setup that you need to understand what's going on. So you see the kind of life that she lives, like where she works.
Well, it was
her friends
a setup, because I love how we see where she works at.
But
see
you
everything.
Don't really need too much. Like, not most of the movie is not dedicated to everything, and so you just get a little bit of glimpse, and it doesn't take very much to understand what kind of situation she's in.
I would say like the first 30 minutes, maybe less than that, probably.
And I really liked how, like, you saw, like you said, and not, it's kind of, there's a better way to say it, but kind of like, oh, like, it sucks to be in that situation that she's going through. Like, with her job and certain aspects of her life. But I do like, I got to give as much kudos to the lead actress. I got to give props to the cousin that has supported her throughout the entire journey that she has. And that actress was very, very well done as well. She did a great job as well.
This movie felt very directed, and I felt like it was a great, good point of direction in this movie. And I was just like, okay, this is act one. This is what we're going to do for act two. And it felt like there wasn't too many things all over the place. It was just a straightforward story, which is always good, and Focus Features always does stuff like that because they're
focused. It's a super simple story. It's her journey going across state lines and getting this done, and you just see what she goes through, like the struggles and hardships she goes through as she's, you know, as they're making this trip.
Yeah, her cousin's freaking awesome. I love her cousin. Like, that was
a great cousin. Kudos. Like, that is like
great support system.
La familia.
And that was a huge. I mean, because it. I guess it's not really a spoiler, but she doesn't really have a support system, and her cousin supports her throughout the, you know, and we should see that in the trailer too as well. Like, she's with her. So they do go to New York and everything, and they go experience what it's like to be in New York, which is pretty crazy.
Which I've been in New York, and it's pretty accurate. And, you know, people are a little bit weird, a little bit rude. I wouldn't say relate. I could just say you probably would, you can understand you what could she's feel going for through. Her. Because again, it's about a touchy subject, political, but I feel like anyone who watches this can feel for this girl, like, and understand what she's going through, because the actress does such a pretty good job of conveying the struggle that she's going with, trying to get, you know, this done.
Yeah, and she's seeking out medical help after unplanned pregnancy, so it's a very, you know, it's a very touchy subject for everybody, guys. Touch base on a few things real quick, but so cousin chemistry was really great as well. I love that about it so much. Now, the intense questionnaire that they were asking her was very wow. I was just feeling for her during those moments. So that was the intense moment
at the clinic, the questionnaire she had to go through, that was very, it's so simple, the question she asked, but it's so powerful because, you know, we don't know what she's going through. Mm-hmm. And you see how she reacts to the questions, and you just feel for her.
For real. Like I said, a great story. It's a really great story to tell. And like I said, it's just the direction was very well. And, you know, you start caring for this girl so much. And, you know, you just want her to make the right decision. You want her, you know, just. You want her to come out of this great and okay, at least okay for the most part. And it's a very intense movie without any action sequences whatsoever.
Literally no action, all dialogue.
Yeah. So this movie runtime comes out to be 1 hour and 41 minutes, guys. It actually will be available tomorrow. Videos on demand, guys. So this episode has released on Thursday, so it will be available tomorrow. So Focus Features releasing it, obviously, for tomorrow on video on demand because of what's going on. And so it's a really thing to get your mind at ease, to change it up what's going on in the world right now. So another thing I would say too as well is that, I mean, I just, you know, I liked how this movie was well written. I felt like it was a well written story. I like how it was, like, just spot on. I really did like it a lot, guys. So this is actually directed by Eliza Hitman, and she is actually well known for 13 Reasons Why. I am not surprised about that whatsoever.
Yeah, I can see that. No, I'm not surprised.
Women power, baby. I'm actually excited. I love women directors.
It's more like, it's just the subtleties of, like,
written and directed, by the way,
very touchy subjects that I really like. Like, she's
very political.
It's not over in your face political, it could spark argument. It could spark debate. And I think that's
so personal.
Well, I think it's supposed to get the conversation started.
Most definitely.
Where people take that beyond that, it's up to them. But I think, like, 13 Reasons Why and then something like this, it's to get that conversation out there that this is what happens in real life.
Yes, most definitely.
What a lot of people struggle with. And just get the conversation started.
I'm so excited. Because I really didn't look up, like, who was the director and everything. I am more excited, more happy that, you know, that this was a woman director, Eliza Hitman. So just to know that she's done 13 Reasons Why, now explains a lot.
A lot. I liked 13 Reasons Why, like the subtleties that they had. I mean, it wasn't too in your face. At least I didn't think so. You can correct me if you have a different opinion. But it's kind of the same thing. Like it has this controversial topic, touchy topic. And she kind of like tells the story of a one woman's struggle.
Yes, it does.
I like that a lot.
Yeah,
it was done very well.
And you could tell it's you could also tell it's done by a woman because the way
I would hope it would be done by a woman.
Based
on the topic. I mean, I'm sure a man, you know, can understand,
I liked it. I really did enjoy this movie a lot. Was this the fun that we deserved, Angela? I would say yes.
Yes. I am a fan of controversial political movies, especially if they're done very well.
Yes.
And they create a open, you know, channel for discussion and thoughts and views and stuff. So any film that can do that, achieve that, I'm always for.
It's going to start a lot of conversations. It really is. And it just, you know... this was the film that we deserved. I freaking loved it a lot. I can honestly say this is probably one of the movies out of this whole year we've seen the new movies. I think this is one of the top ones of the year so far.
Yeah, I could say that, but also it's not fair because
a lot of got pushed away.
We have had a chance to review a lot of them.
I mean, this is a very strong film, guys. Animal City Movie Talk does recommend you go see this movie. You can't watch it at the end, but watch the videos on demand, guys. So be sure to check it out. Stream it, baby. Stream it. Okay, so we do recommend this movie. You know what? Maybe I'll buy it if it's on sale. I'll buy it.
All right, I can get behind that.
All right, Angela, what are you gonna rate this movie?
That's hard. I think because of the topic that it covered, the story, the way it was written, the way that the cast performed, I would probably give it a solid maybe 8.
Yeah.
For me, I've thoroughly enjoyed this film.
You know, I'm gonna have to give this I'm gonna have to give this a 9. I'm really strong hearted on this movie. It's a really eye opener. It's a real strong film, and I feel like it deserves a 9 in my opinion. It's a really good movie, guys. Be sure to check it out. Check out videos on demand and everything, because this is a really good movie to get your mind off ease and, you know, to focus on another thing, on another topic, on another issue, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's definitely, there's a lot of good films out there that, you know, can take your mind away from the COVID pandemic that's happening. This is definitely worth a try. Definitely, like, it may seem, like I said, there's no action in it, but, you know, the story is very simple and it's very... it's done very well.
Yeah.
And so I would recommend it to everyone.
Oh, yeah.
At least give it a try.
Yeah. And it's only 1 hour and 41 minutes. Come on. We can all watch it. We're all binge watching everything else, right?
Ozark.
All right, guys. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. Angel, Ryan 680.
I'm Angela at That Cat Lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, guys. And yes, I have grown a goatee, guys. Believe it or not, it's actually coming in very nicely. Angela doesn't like it, though. She doesn't like it whatsoever. Oh, well.
It makes my face itchy.
Yeah. To be honest, I haven't gotten a haircut. I'm actually just going to grow all this out. And I'm going to see what's up. I mean, I'm just going to grow it all out, guys.
Salon's open.
Yeah, whenever the barber's open. And that's when I'm actually going to full on cut it and everything. And
yep, same here.
Changer for me. All right, guys. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Be sure to hit that subscribe button once again, guys. Give us a thumbs up. Be like a review. Have yourself a wonderful day. Thank you for making us a part of it. Catch you later. Wake up.